104.5 The Zone, 934 The Wake Up Zone. Powered by all Four Seasons Garage Doors. When trust matters, count on them. FourSeasonsGarages.com to find more information. Along with Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer, I'm Kevin Ingram. It'll be very interesting to see what the Nashville Predators do in the coming days. They're right on the doorstep of the playoffs, but also have some player situations to examine and maybe make some deals. Scott Burnside of The Athletic joins us now to help us make a little sense out of it. Scott, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks for having me aboard. I'm not sure I can bring sense to it, but I can fill up some time. How about that?
There you go. That's all we're asking of you this morning, Scott. I guess, first of all, how do you like the Preds' chances of making the playoffs, given that they, you know, they have some games in hand and, you know, just the schedule that remains? And, you know, where do you come down on making a deal? Do you maybe come down somewhere in between where you make a trade or two, but you also, you know, have an eye toward making the postseason here?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a different situation for this Nashville Predators team than we've seen in the last few years. And, you know, David Poile's he's one of the greatest GMs of all time. He's going to go, you know, he's already in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. He's going in the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. But he's a guy who has never been afraid to make the right move at the trade deadline, given where he sees his team trending. And so, you know, on the rare times in the last decade or so where, you know, the team hasn't been playoff caliber, he has moved assets out. I know he's a guy that, you know, he has suffered through, you know, those moments where a guy like a Ryan Suter has left without assets coming back. That's a painful thing for him. It's not how he builds his team. This team this year might give him the most pause of any team since the Predators came into the NHL. And it's because, as you point out, they do have games in hand. They have started, I think, really to gain some traction under new head coach John Hines. And I'm not surprised by that. John Hines is a terrific coach. And so I'm not surprised that they have started to climb back into the hunt. But as we're chatting today, they're 3 points out of the second wild card spot. Yes, they have four games in hand on Arizona. But the question is, are they a team that can continue to pile up points, where basically they control their own destiny? I think the next couple of games are going to be fascinating. You know, they have won three in a row, including two important wins back-to-back over St. Louis, defending Stanley Cup champion St. Louis. Looked flat against Carolina in a 4-1 loss. Now they play back-to-back Chicago and Columbus before the Monday trade deadline. So, you know, are you looking for signs that this is a team that can rebound from the odd night? You know, you're not going to win 20 straight games. So this is a team that has to rebound, I think, after off nights and continue to put points in the bank. My guess is, if I had to guess, that David Poile will be very cautious at the trade deadline. I don't see that he's in a position where he's going to make significant adds. I don't think this team is in that position to warrant that kind of expenditure. But by the same token, I don't think he's going to be out trying to move a guy like Michael Granlund, who's finally started to get it for the Predators. Craig Smith, both those guys are on expiring contracts. I'm not sure how they fit long-term, especially Granlund, after his disappointing turn since coming from Minnesota. But my guess is maybe you just stand pat if you're David Poile. Hope that what is in that locker room is what people expected at the beginning of the year, which was a surefire playoff team, at least in my opinion. So it might be one of those strange trade periods for David Poile where the status quo is where it is. And maybe the status quo sends the message to that locker room, hey, I believe in you. I'm not selling off parts, but, you know, reward my faith in you with some more wins. And once this team gets into the playoffs, you know, it's a great cliche, anything can happen.
Our guest is Scott Burnside from The Athletic, talking NHL.
Well, Scott, I guess I want to ask you, I think it's probably pretty evident to us, but I'd love to hear your take on who, I guess, is it now time for Pecorini to hand it over to Saros? It seems like that's the, you know, thing that's going on here, but do you see it that way, or will Pecorini, you know, get ignited here if they get a nice little run going?
My guess is at this stage, whether it's David Poile or John Hines or anyone in that room, it's whoever is going to get the job done. And my guess is that John Hines is going to go with the hot hand as long as that hand is hot. And you know, it'll be interesting to see what you know, my guess is on the back-to-backs this weekend that each of those goalies will get a start. But, you know, who knows? Again, you're at such a critical time of the season. I don't think you can look to history. I don't think you can look to, well, it's important that UC Saros get these starts because we're grooming him to be the starter of the future. You know, to me, you just have to look literally from day to day and what this team, which of the two goaltenders gives you the best chance on any given night to get 2 points. Now, you know, I think it's a great debate to have or a dilemma to discuss. You know, what happens if the Preds do sneak back into a wild card spot? I don't think there's any chance that they're going to catch any of the top three teams in the Central. So their hope is to get into the one of the two wild card spots. To me, that's the fascinating part of, you know, what happens between the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs. Do you go to Saros or do you go back to Pekka Rinne, who has been, you know, he was the prime reason they got to the Stanley Cup final in 17, even if he had a rocky final against Pittsburgh. But we've seen a couple of playoff seasons where it hasn't gone so great for him. So I think those are the times for the debate over, you know, where do you, you know, who do you back as your playoff starter? That's an important distinction. But right now, it wouldn't surprise me if Pekka Rinne gets on a roll and starts 80% of the games left in the regular season. It equally would be of no surprise to me if UC Saros continues to give you quality starts, that he's the guy that gets the bulk of the starts, because he's the guy that gives you the best chance to get into the playoffs. I don't think there's a long-term plan. I think everything will be very short-term for John Hines in terms of how he rotates those goaltenders.
We're speaking to Scott Burnside, of course, the terrific hockey writer from The Athletic. And Scott, you wrote a little bit about this this past week. You know, everybody's pointing at the Predators' defensive deficiencies. And with Ryan Ellis hopefully coming back, maybe that gets addressed. But in my opinion, I'm more concerned about Ryan Johansson, his declining productivity, his declining time on ice. Victor Arvidsson doesn't seem like the same player. Duchesne is underperformed. What about this aspect of the team?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that there's lots of ways to look at this disappointing season and to point out the deficiencies. It has been, I mean, that's why, I mean, Peter Laviolette is, you know, he's one of the great coaches of his generation, right? He's a Stanley Cup winner. He is a guy that's been multiple Stanley Cup finals. So he's a guy who knows how to get the job done. And when you make a coaching change, as David Boyle felt he had to in the middle of the season, that tells you that there are a lot of things that are not going well. And at the end of the day, it comes back to the players in that room. And there have been players who haven't done what they were expected or certainly what they're being paid to do. You know, to me, what's interesting, though, is under John Hines, you know, a guy like Kyle Turris has been a whipping boy and frankly, with good reason, since coming over from Ottawa on that big three-team deal, because he's the guy, based on the money that was paid, he just simply didn't perform. And yet now, in recent days or weeks, under John Hines, he is a guy who is blossoming. I think there is a possibility for a guy like Ryan Johansson, who, you know, he's got 12 goals right now. He's on pace for very low goal and point totals. But we've also seen him be a dominant performer during that playoff run in 17. I would make the argument if he doesn't get hurt late in the Western Conference Final, Preds win a Stanley Cup, that they beat Pittsburgh in that final series. I know it's a mug's game to say that. I think he's a guy who has the potential to get better and to become a player in the playoffs that helps the Preds become kind of a dark horse team if they can get in. But they need production from their best players moving forward. You know, Roman Josi has been, you know, he's your leading scorer. He's almost at a point of game guy. He's definitely played himself right into the top of the Norris Trophy discussion if they can make the playoffs. But he definitely needs help. And he needs help from more than just Ryan Johansson. But certainly I know that Ryan Johansson is a guy that would love to be that dominant number one center. That's who he's expected to be. I think he's shown glimpses of it in the past at critical times. If he can do that down the stretch, then I think this team does make the playoffs. But certainly there have been lots of players who've underperformed in this lineup. And you mentioned Ryan Ellis. You know, to me, it's so critical that he gets back in. Such a shame, you know, lose him on a dirty play like we saw in the Winter Classic. If he can come back and become the player that we know him to be, I do like this team's chances of getting into the playoffs. And then who knows? without the expectations, without the pressure, maybe this is the spring that they come out of nowhere, you know, to surprise people in the playoffs as opposed to maybe being disappointments, which we've seen the last couple of years.
Scott, great stuff. Good analysis. Hope we can catch up with you again down the road. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Okay, have a good day. From The Athletic, that is Scott Burnside joining us with his assessment of the Predator situation.
He's really good. I mean, I could have him on for an hour.
Yep. Very plugged in and in the know. 9:44 the time, the Wake Up Zone. We are powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Give us a word about Tennessee, if you don't mind.
Yes, we are more than halfway through February. And how have you done on your New Year's resolution? Well, one of mine was to take better care of myself, and it's been pretty easy. Easy because of Tennessee CBD. You've heard me talk about Tennessee and probably heard a lot about CBD lately. Not all CBD products are the same, and you have to be careful. Tennessee is a local Tennessee company, but more importantly, Tennessee is university research-based. Because of this research, it is one of the only patent-pending CBD products. You can still take advantage of my 50% off your first order. All you have to do is just give them my code. Yes, I will give you the code, but you first must go to Tanasi, TANASI.com, and use my code BB2020. That's right, TANASI.com, and use BB2020. Thanks to Tanasi, I feel great. I'm getting awesome sleep. So if you want to feel like me, you need to go to Tanasi.com and use BB2020.